Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, I love living down in Florida. It is my home state. Born in New York, lived in New York, lived in Maryland, but this will always be my home. I love this place, and we're really hurting right now. I am getting emails. I'm okay. Thank you for all the questions. We are perfectly fine. No need to worry about us at all. Don't waste a second of your prayers on us. We are okay. My wife and I and my friends over here in the East Coast, but on the West Coast, I'm getting emails from friends of mine, Sharon and my cousin. It is the conditions over there are in some of these neighborhoods are third world. It's bad. I'll get into some of that in the beginning. I've got a loaded show for you today. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Privacy is a right, not a privilege, especially online. Protect your privacy. Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Joe Biden. He did it again, amazingly. I was on Hannity last night with Geraldo, speaking about the man's deteriorating mental condition. It happened again. I've got another. It's amazing. I've got another video of this guy not knowing what to do. That and Jim Jordan just blowing the doors off the FBI scandal. Today's show brought to you by Birch Gold. I am a repeat customer to Birch Gold. Why? Because I know the damaging, pernicious effects of inflation, what it does to your wallet, your savings, it will destroy your life. You got to protect yourself. I go back to Birch Gold every time, B-A-R-C-H. The stock market's in turmoil. In a month, the market lost 10% of its value. Even though inflation's out of control due to spending, Democrats want to spend more, which is going to lead to more inflation, further destroying your savings. How do you protect it? Protect your savings the way I protect mine with Birch Gold. You can own physical gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. If you're freaked out by the economy in the U.S. dollar, you should be, then text Dan, my first name, to 989898. Birch Gold will send you a free information kit on securing your savings with gold. As I said, I'm a customer. I'm a multiple repeat customer of Birch Gold. Just the other day, purchased some more, and I'm really grateful I am right now. Birch Gold is legit. They've been around for almost 20 years, have five-star reviews, and thousands of satisfied customers. Check them out. Text Dan to 989898 and secure your future with gold. Don't wait. Do it today. Past performance, not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply. Thanks, Birch Gold. All right, Joseph, it's Friday, my friend. So let's go.
It's Friday. Yes.
Yes, I know. Joe is obviously feels like a lot of us do. We hope that, you know, we want to keep a regular approach and keep you on, keep you entertained. Yeah. But it's not the most... you know, happy Friday,
reverence,
especially down here.
Reverence.
In Florida. Yeah, reverence. For yeah, thank you, my friend. I know you always know the drill here. So I got an email from a friend of mine, Sharon, who is just a fantastic, fantastic person. Her brother I went to grammar school with, Michael. I've known them. Gosh, I played baseball with him. I've known him since third grade, since I was in Sister Jean's class in St. Pancras. She's an amazing person. She went to St. Pancras too. She's over there in that Fort Myers area. And I had communicated with her on a Facebook DM and said, how are you? And she's like, Dan, honestly, it's like the third world over here. It's not just that there's no power. I mean, people get kind of used to that. It's that there's no running water. There's no cell service. There's nothing. I have nothing over there. Some of the roads are impassable. So folks, I've been asked, and there's a question coming up later in the show, and I'm going to repeat this again. For a charity you can donate to, this is it. This is the charity that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and his wonderful wife, Casey, are promoting, floridadisasterfund.org. That's floridadisasterfund.org. I know Rumble just put $100,000 in. This, I believe, is the best charity out there. I'll be discussing it again later in the show. So thanks for your time. And don't miss my show on Fox tomorrow night. We'll be addressing some of this as well. So really appreciate it. And folks, just... your prayers do matter for people to find the strength to do it. It's really, really bad over there. Really bad. Okay. I got a lot to talk to you about today. There's a lot of stories on this Friday to get to. First, they lied to you again. Listen, I said to you before, and I'll say it again, because I'm not going to be a hack. I'm not going to be a phony. I'm not going to be a fake. I'm not going to be a fraud. Republicans lie. Democrats lie. Communists lie. Liberals lie. Some conservatives up there lie. Libertarians lie. People lie. Everybody lies. That's not the question. The question isn't do politicians or people in general lie. The question is the degree of lying. You know, a guy who lies about the calorie content of a stick of gum because he doesn't want to appear like he's eating a lot is far different than a guy who's a president of the United States in the middle of a really brewing, horrible recession who continues to lie to the American consumer to try to consolidate power and do more stuff that's going to hurt you. That's a different lie. Now, of course, the definition of a recession is two quarters of negative growth, as you well know. But of course, the hack goon media, the disgusting filth fact checkers and everyone else wanted to redefine a recession because they're a-hole bootlicker sycophants, and that's what they do. And they want to see the country's economy tank. So they lied to you. So lied to you to protect Biden so he could do more crap that would cause you pain. Listen, I revere and respect the First Amendment and the right of the freedom of the press to freely do what they want. I'll go to the grave with that. That's a period, full stop moment. But you have to remember that also gives them the right to be stupid. And we are going to call them out all the time. The only reason they protected Biden knowing he caused this recession is because they want a recession. There is no other reason. They want a recession to rechange and reform America to a top-down authoritarian government. That's it. So, Joe, remember the fact checkers and the goons in the media who told us, oh, well, you know, we're going to wait for the final numbers to see two consecutive quarters of negative growth. We're not really going to call it a recession yet, despite the fact that if it was Trump, they'd call it a depression. Well, those numbers came out. Megan Henney, Fox News. You can read the article in the newsletter on Gino.com/newsletter. We'd appreciate it if you followed us there. Final GDP reading shows U.S. economy shrank 0.6% in the spring, cementing the start of a recession. It's not that they lie. Everybody lies. It's that the Biden administration lies about big stuff and lies about it all the time. Now, here are the goon grotesquities in the media. Disgusting filth, these people. Filth. They have the right to do what they want. I will protect that with my own life if need be, because there's no other alternative. But here's the disgusting hill, the hill, new. Republicans pounce on ailing markets to criticize Biden. This is an actual Republican. Key, do you have the Republicans pounce trailer thing? Sometimes they hide it. Republicans leap, Republicans advance. Sometimes they just come out and say it. Republicans pounce on ailing markets. Because remember, why do they write Republicans pounce stories? Come on, you know. Yeah, I don't need to tell you. Because the disgusting filth media that has to protect authoritarianism and top-down totalitarianism, which Joe Biden is a fan of, can't blame Joe Biden for the bad economy. But they know they have to cover the story. So in order to get away from covering the story and making it about Democrats, they make it about the Republicans' response. Therefore, the Republicans' pound stories. You see it. You see it all the time. Believe it or not, he did it again. This is the guy they're covering for. Yesterday, we did a segment. It was driving Guy crazy because he thinks it went on too long. I didn't. I loved it, the show. I thought it went on just the perfect amount of time. This guy, Biden, does not know where he is. I told you as a former Secret Service agent that everything these guys do is lined out. I said it last night on Hannity. Everything. Move here. Go left. Exit stage left. Work rope line right to left. Exit backstage. Six police. And the reason I bring up the police and fire photos is that's literally lined out. Take six police photos, two firefighters. I don't know how many they do now. It used to be six and two. Take photo with mayor of Tuscaloosa, whatever it may be. Exit through this door. They tell them everything. Biden is cognitively struggling. He doesn't remember what he's supposed to do, even though they just told him. That is why he always looks confused on stage. Guys, Joe, Gee, come on. Yeah, enter the show today. Get in the game here. Come on. Have you ever seen another president? Joe's like, what are you talking to me for? Talk to Gee. I'm in the game. Have you ever seen a president ever look confused like this after a speech? Repeat ever. If you have, tell me. Trump.
No, but I want to be sure that, you know, the Secret Service didn't say, hey, Mr. President, when you get off the podium, walk around in a fugue state. You know,
no, I'm sure they didn't say that. Now, to be fair, okay, I have not spoke to the advance agent on that trip because we do actual reporting. But I would bet my right arm. I'll give you my left arm because it doesn't work anyway. I will bet my left arm. It doesn't. Bet my left arm. That was not a briefing by the Secret Service. I am pretty sure of that.
Right,
just to be clear, Joe's trying to establish a baseline level of credibility and bona fides here, which is good. Hey, watch this video. Here he is at FEMA yesterday, inspiring confidence in the whole nation, Joe Biden. After he's done speaking, I want you to watch not just him. I want you to watch the FEMA administrator, Criswell. Look at him and go, Mr. President. And she realizes again, he doesn't know what to do when he's done speaking and he just wanders off. What? Again. Check it out.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Mr.
President. Yes. He said it right, Joe. It's not that he does it. Okay. Occasionally a president gets caught in a bad situation. Yeah, George W. Bush in that embarrassing dance he tried to do. Trump got caught. Remember in this, what was it, in Saudi, Trump got caught in like the thing with the swords and stuff. It's that it happens all the time. The guy never knows where he's going. Folks, this is dangerous. Have you ever seen this before with a president? Why aren't there videos of all presidents who don't know what to do after a speech? The answer is because they're briefed what to do and they know how to follow instructions. The guy just doesn't remember. This is just, we are in really apocalyptic, cataclysmic territory. This guy is a threat to national security right now. And if the media continues to cover for him, is really just indicative of how malicious these people are. I will defend them and their right to be dumb. But gosh, you don't always have to take us up on the opportunity. Okay, sorry to start with a little bit of lighter stuff about them lying, but it's Friday and I don't want to leave any news on the table. So bang, 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 we're going to do what we do every Friday. Get right to the news and your questions at the end here. Hugely important story we've been covering all week. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make the case to you right now that the FBI, obviously the organization is now, especially at the top levels, has been entirely corrupted. But I'm going to make the case to you in this segment that what the liberal Democrats and the swampy Republicans want is they want a growing funded FBI that is a political army to enforce their ideology. They say, well, that's fairly obvious. Well, is it? Well, let's make the case. I think it is. Here's Jim Jordan. It's a brief cut. He was on Fox yesterday. Jim Jordan is a fantastic, fantastic Republican congressman. He's going to come up later in the show in the question segment as well. One of my personal favorites and a guy who I interviewed with when I ran for office. And when I went in his office, let me tell you something, I was a nobody. I was a less than a nobody. I was like the peon of peons of political candidates. Joe was the only person on planet Earth who knew who I was. Now, I'm not kidding. Joe, producer Joe. I went in to do an interview at WCBM and Joe was the morning guy there. And he was like, man, this is how I know Joe is loyal. I was nobody. Nobody. I had one friend, my wife. And Joe came out after I did the interview in this morning show. And he's like, man, brother, that was great. That was like one of the best things I ever heard. If you ever need anything, Joe takes pictures too. He's a very talented guy, musician. He said, you remember, of course you remember. Like, Joe's like, I'll take pictures for you, whatever you need. Joe's been with me ever since. That was 11 years ago. So he's my oldest friend in his business. But he's a loyal guy. But I don't even know where I was going with that. But Jim Jordan, sorry about that, guys. I feel I need to tell some personal stories to give the show a little love. We always talk about bad stuff. This guy is a loyal guy. That's what I said. He's just a great guy behind the scenes. I go to interview with him when I'm running for office, when I'm a peon, right? And Jordan is all about pro-life. He gave me the toughest interview, him and Mike Lee, toughest interviews. And he supported me when I was a nobody. Here he is. Here's Jim Jordan, one of the good guys, highlighting what the FBI is doing to purge the organization of anyone with conservative leanings, to make sure they have a bunch of political bouncers for the left and no conservatives to stop them and use their discretion. Check this out.
Yes, you get investigated now by this FBI. If you display the flag, you own a gun, and you voted for Trump, somehow you're now that in that category that Joe Biden said is extremist or fascist, and they're going to investigate. But they investigate him a second time and says, nothing here. But this is what's happening at the FBI. They're being pressured to label every single case a domestic violence, violent extremism case, when they're not.
Folks, you got to understand what he's saying here. And try to keep this tight. I don't like to ramble, and I got a lot to get through. When you are a federal agent, you have massive latitude and discretion to open or close a case. It's very rare that a supervisor, and whether the Secret Service, the DEA, or the FBI, is going to tell you not to open up the case if you have a decent amount of probable cause at a high-level crime worthy of federal investigators has been committed. It's rare in my experience. You basically do what you want. I mean, when I was in the New York field office of the Secret Service in Melville, I opened up whatever case I wanted, unless it was a total turkey. The point is the rank and file guys and ladies of the FBI have incredible latitude to say, I'm going to investigate this guy or I'm going to investigate that guy. It's zero sum. There's 8 hours in a day, Joe. I can investigate you or I can investigate Guy. I can't investigate both at the same time. So if you're a field agent And the left and the big government communists running this country now, sadly, know this. They want to make sure that if Joe's the Trump supporter and Guy's the Bernie Sanders supporter, which obviously is not the case, but you get the point, that that field agent, winking a nod, Joe, doesn't need any instruction on what to do.
Right.
Fox News, Brooke Singman, who's a great reporter, by the way, FBI allegedly engaging in a purge of conservative employees and retaliating against whistleblowers. Jim Jordan, do you have any idea how dangerous it is having an army of rank and file level employees who need no instruction at all to go after January 6 people who showed up at a rally, many, most of whom did nothing wrong at all, and then ignore Antifa and BLM? If the ideology's there, you don't need to tell them anything. I will never forget being at a Cinco de Mayo party in my old neighborhood in Maryland and having this FBI agent in the neighborhood who I'd never met before, when I decided I was going to run for office, come up to me like a lunatic, crazy person screaming about how great abortion was. I looked at my wife. I couldn't believe it. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to, I couldn't believe it because I, you know, the guy was up of my grill and my first instinct back then was not a good one. Never looked at the FBI the same way again after that. I want to show you something. This is part two of my interview with Kyle Serafin, FBI whistleblower. He describes exactly what I'm talking about right here. How when you have a bunch of people, you purge conservatives, Trump supporters, Reagan supporters, Bush supporters, whatever, and you have a bunch of Bernie, Joe Biden, Obama leftists with guns and badges, you don't need to be told what to do. When the FBI says, quote, listen to this interview, like they said to Kyle, we got to get you some cases on the national security side, intelligence cases. These people know exactly what to do, even in places that are very conservative. This is Kyle Serafin talking about how, say, Alaska or Mississippi, people that are that there's not a lot of abortion clinics. If the FBI wants to wink and nod, Joe, and say, hey, pro-life clinics are being bombed, we're not going to investigate that. That's not a priority. Our priority is people who show up to protest at abortion clinics. He describes exactly how national security intelligence cases are opened up on you. But you need the right people, not like Kyle, who's a patriot. You need the right people to go along to get along. This is a long clip. It's about 2 minutes, which is long for us. But this is worth every second of your time where he walks it through. Check this out.
They'll come at you and they'll just say, hey, you know, I got transferred to a national security squad when I came back to work. And they said, we need to get some business. We need to get you some cases. It's like, okay, well, what are you working on? You moved me onto a squad theoretically because there's a need. But that's not really how it works. They moved me onto a squad because there was a spot on the squad and we need to have people doing national security investigations on that squad. So go find some national security problems. Go drive out in the desert, go look around at the border. And then, you know, when I come back with something like a cartel case, because I got some Border Patrol guys, and I had a great meeting with some of those guys down there. You know, they go, hey, I think we got this long-term smuggling operation. You guys ever going to be interested in it or what's going on? It's like, yeah, maybe. I think so. That sounds good. And then what's the thing that comes back? It's like, well, that could be a counterintelligence, you know, investigation, right? We could open up a parallel because we don't know that they're not smuggling in spies, right? They're probably just moving in migrant workers and drugs and whatever other, you know, weapons or.
Why the push though to move it in the intel
space? Because we got to have some national security investigations to justify the job that you have in this place where they put you. Now, you're there. There must be work for you because we assigned you to it. So let's create some work for it. And so that's the same reason why I showed up at Washington Field and end up with, I'm on a squad where there wasn't enough work for me. I used to tell my supervisor, I was like a sump pump with no off switch. If you don't put any water in, you just burn the pump out. I was getting bored. I started looking around, seeing who's screwing up in the office. And that's what would happen. It was just like, I sit there for hours and hours and hours. And it's only so many hours you can read the same FISA material, or you can read the same, you know, emails back and forth between something, or read the old case files. If there's nothing that you can do on it. And there's sometimes nothing you can do on it. And if they won't let you go interview your subject, close it, because that's what has to happen. You got to get approval to go interview that guy. Then you're just sitting there, you know, and it's like, okay, so you might as well open some cases. I've had friends tell me they got no problems, friends, acquaintances, whatever it may be. They got no problem opening cases on these, you know, neo-Nazis or whatever it is, even though the things they're doing are 100% First Amendment protected.
I mean... Listen, both parts of that interview at rumble.com/Bongino, my Rumble account, on my podcast channel there, are insane, bananas. Like you'll lose your mind listening to it. But that segment caught me and really burned my britches, man. So you're sitting around at a desk and they're telling you to search through a bunch of FISA stuff and all this other stuff or whatever to go and start and initiate cases. They want to make sure that they've got a bunch of liberal activists in there at the FBI level who, when they decide to open up those cases, they're looking at the right people, if you get what I mean. And he specifically says they're looking for the January 6th people and, you know, neo-Nazis who, you know, obviously, you know, the dregs of society. But folks, we either have free speech or we're not. If you're breaking the law, you're breaking the law. This is the problem. What about BLM activists? We'll get to that in a second. Okay, I got more on this coming up, right? What they do about BLM people. BLM, a communist, anti-American, treasonous organization that would love nothing more than to take down the family in America. Wait till you see what they do with them. Remember, you got to have the right people opening up the cases. Folks, if you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kid, just look at the reaction of the work Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left is losing their minds. Patriot Mobile, they're America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider, and they are a force for conservative values. It's because they take a portion of your bill and they fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they're winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every call. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code Dan. Special discounts are also available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement, make the switch today, and make a difference tomorrow. patriotmobile.com/Dan. PatriotMobile.com/Dan or call 972-PATRIOT. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, folks. So this is the problem. Again, they are purging conservatives from. And if, by the way, I didn't even discuss the military. That's a whole separate conversation. We already know that's been happening there since pre-Obama, actually. Obama made it worse. But the FBI can take your freedom today. Oh, Dan, that's not happening. Oh, look at this red state story. Bob Hogue. New details of the outrageous FBI raid on Catholic activist Mark Houck shocks the conscience. Mark Houck's wife was on Tucker the other day. He was a pro-life activist. Says there were about 10, 15 FBI agents at the door, guns drawn, trucks on the lawn, all for an alleged misdemeanor assault. You see how when you have the right people in charge, fellas, who are willing to sacrifice their dignity, become communists, pledge allegiance to the deep state and suckle on the ass of the big deep state, how they willingly show up at the door and pull the gun out of their holster and put that FBI badge on, knowing what they're doing is wrong. Yeah, it's just following orders. You're a coward. You're a coward. Listen to me. You're a coward. And to the heroes like Kyle Serafin, Steve Friend, these other FBI agents speaking out and refusing to partake in this stuff. Yeah, my eternal gratitude and respect, whatever that's worth. To the others doing this, you are cowards. Your legacy is cowardice. You should be embarrassed. Your kids should be embarrassed. Just doing my job. Really? Pissing all over the United States of America and our Constitution, turning us into a totalitarian communist deep state? Bull. You know the rest. But don't worry, folks. FBI agents will willingly show up, some of them who have no dignity at all, at a pro-life activist home. By the way, this is why Can we please stop dilly-dallying around? I'll say for the 10th or 20th time this week, this is why the FBI must be disbanded. You understand this is going to get worse. You're not going to fix this. The organization needs to be disbanded. Take the good agents, there are a lot left. You can scatter them amongst other agencies, break up the mission, create a counterterrorism bureau, get the good guys over there, and get if the agency cannot be fixed. It's a failure. It is an anti-American organization right now. Not the people inside of it who care. There are some left. The organization has failed. Here's more. Do you need any more proof? Washington Times. FBI insiders say agents who took a knee during the BLM protests were rewarded. The great Kerry Pickett reporting this one. BLM? Taking a knee to worship and kiss the ass of BLM? Black lives don't matter. Black lives build large mansions. They don't care. They don't give a damn about black lives. This is an anti-American, anti-family, communist organization. That you are betraying your oath to the United States of America. Taking a knee with FBI garb on? Are you kidding me? Do you need a reminder who the real BLM is? Here's one of the founders of BLM, Patrice Cullors, claiming she's a Marxist organizer and you've got losers at the FBI bowing in front of their BLM Marxist gods. Tell me, and we're being rewarded for it. While people who protest the abuse of SWAT teams to intimidate Trump supporters like Steve Friend, their wives are banned on Facebook. Disgusting. Organization, the FBI, has failed you. It's over. There's no saving it. Stop dilly-dallying around. Here's BLM founder Patrice Cullors telling you she's basically an anti-American Marxist. Because if you're a Marxist, you are tautologically anti-American. Check this out.
I think of a lot of things. The first thing I think is that we actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. We are super versed on sort of ideological theories.
Joe, you're a little older than I am, just a tad bit, but yeah. I mean, can you think about this, right? You're a little older, so you kind of are, you're more familiar. You lived longer with the communist threat from the Soviet Union. Oh, I was a kid. I mean, it broke up after, during the Reagan-Bush era and became the Russian Federation. But can you imagine, like, if an alien were to come down to Earth and start reading history and you say, so wait, the greatest threat to the United States post World War II, was this communist totalitarian top-down system that murdered hundreds of millions of people. So I'm trying to figure you humans out. So that was a big deal, right? Yeah. And your media people, like the New York Times, and defended these people? Yeah, yeah. But you give them freedom, constitutional protections, and they took that freedom to do that? To defend the system that wanted to nuclear annihilate the United States? Yeah, they did that. And just to be clear, you have this woman here who runs an organization that says that they love this Marxist stuff that was a threat to the United States' very existence. Yeah. And your main law enforcement agency is outside with pathetic agents genuflecting and bowing in front of them and attaching their lips to their asses. Am I reading that right? Yeah, you're reading that right.
Never would believe it. Never.
Of course you wouldn't, because you're not a crazy freaking person. Of course you wouldn't believe it. This is insane. The organization has failed. Those agents should have been fired. Fired. Immediately. On the spot. There's a portion of an interview, I don't know if it's with Kyle, or where he talks about how agents who merely showed up at the January 6th rally had nothing to do with anything, any kind of criminality at all, were being investigated. For what? Questioning an election? I thought we had free speech. Yet you have these agents bowing and kneeling, disgusting, getting down on your knees in front of a Marxist anti-American organization, and they're rewarded? The agency must be disbanded. All right, let me get to my, take a break here because I'm getting a little angry. And folks, they're not just silencing whistleblowers at the FBI. The communists running this country are trying to silence and censor you too. John Solomon's Just the News site has an explosive report about how we are now clearly in collusion First Amendment territory between the government and big tech. There's no longer any doubt. Good. Welcome back. Policy Genius. Policygenius.com. Policygenius.com is a website. We pay hundreds of dollars a year to protect our homes, our cars, even our phones. But too many of us aren't taking steps to protect our family's finances. Mortgage payments, private student loans, and other types of debt just don't disappear if something happens to you. A life insurance policy can provide your loved ones with a financial cushion they can use to cover these costs. And it can provide you with peace of mind that even in a worst-case scenario, they, your family, will be protected. It's important. Policy Genius. They're an insurance marketplace that makes it easy to compare quotes from top companies in one place to find your lowest price on life insurance. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. Options start at just $17 per month for $500,000 of coverage. Just click the link in the description or head to policygenius.com to get personalized quotes in minutes and find the right policy for your needs. The licensed agents at Policy Genius work for you, not the insurance companies. They're on hand through the entire process to help you understand your options so you can make decisions with confidence. Head to policygenius.com, policygenius.com. Get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. Good to have you all back. Policygenius.com. We like you guys and ladies over there. So it's not just that the FBI is doing everything it can to create a political army of enforcers at the rank and file level. It's not just that they're silencing whistleblowers who speak out about anti-American behavior at the FBI. It's not just that they're celebrating actual anti-Americans who bow down before BLM. It's that the government is now openly colluding with big tech and institutions to silence you and what you say online. Now, you may be saying, gosh, I thought the government was prohibited from doing that based on the First Amendment. Yeah, I thought that too. Greg Piper and Solomon, John Solomon, please read this story, please, in a newsletter today, Bongino.com/newsletter. Or if you don't want to, fine, I don't even, just go right to the website. It doesn't matter to me. I just need you to read it, but it's in the newsletter today. It's called Outsource Censorship. Feds use a private entity to target millions of social media posts in 2020. Biden's administration gave millions of tax dollars to groups after the elections record show. It's Election Integrity Partnership. Says it has a 35% success rate getting tech platforms to label, remove, or restrict content. The leftist argument about big tech companies censoring and silencing conservatives has always been, yeah, they're private companies. They can do what they want. They are not private companies if they are deputized by the government to do what the government can't do. For you stupid liberals out there, let me give you an example you might understand because you're morons. By the way, I'm done with being cute with them, folks. Some of you don't like the harsh language. It's okay. The show is not for everybody. I'm not changing. I'm sorry. I'm sick of these a-holes and you should be too. They're trying to destroy the freaking country. You want me to sit back here and play patty cake? I'm not doing it. It's okay. If the show and the edge of it is not for you, it's fine. I totally understand. Trying to take Father Marty's words in, tell me to, but I calm down a little bit. And I it's hard. Here's an example you might get. If me as a pro-lifer, say I was president of the United States or some powerful United States senator, if I were to advance a piece of legislation that would immunize private citizens from lawsuits if they were to bomb an abortion center, I would clearly be not only doing something very stupid, we don't want anybody dead, obviously, but I would clearly be violating the First Amendment. Because I don't want people killed in abortion centers, one, I shouldn't want anyone to die, but anyone involved, I mean, that's the whole point. But second, I can't try to shut them down and silence what they're doing. Or I'll make it an even simpler example. If I were to immunize someone who were to go in front of an abortion center and start ripping down signs of pro-abortion people, you can't do that. I can't deputize someone to do what I can't do. Of course, liberals, because they worship the idea of killing infants in the womb, are like, I get that, man. You understand that? Now do you understand why the government that can't censor free speech online can't tell others to do it? Here's the catch. They're already doing it. So apparently there's this four-member organization, the Stanford Internet Observatory, the University of Washington Center for an Informed Public, and the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab, and social analytics from Graphica. They set up a concierge-like service in 2020 that allowed federal agencies, let me say that again, that allowed federal agencies like Homeland's, oh, we've heard about them before, CISA, Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, and the State Department's Global Engagement Center to file tickets. Tickets, you know, Joe, like serving 31 for your deli order.
Yeah.
So they got to file tickets requesting that online story links and social media posts be censored or flagged by big tech. Does the story get any, is anything complicated about this?
No.
Department of Homeland Security and the State Department are not allowed to censor speech because we have this whole First Amendment thing. Let me check. Constitution. I have the app on my phone. Constitution. First Amendment. Yeah, it's in there. It's in there. It's in there. So, because they can't do it, they go to the Stanford place, University of Washington, Atlanta Council, and Graphica and tell them to do it. Is this a, am I crazy? What's the difference between us, the old Soviet Union, and the Chinese Communist Party? You understand they're doing, it's not a question of, are we similar? The question is the degree. China and the old Soviet Union censored speech. So does the U.S. government on behalf of disgusting liberals. A little pissed today. Sorry. I really am. Because I can't believe that we have 40% of the country who wants to turn us into a totalitarian death state. It is freaking insane. It's like, you know, again, the fact that we're similar to them is not at issue. We are doing the same censorship Iran, the Soviet Union, North Korea do. The only question is the degree. Now, of all the stories I've covered this week, this is like a major league irony alert right here. Here is Axios, far left wing nutbags, right? They have a story up, seemingly upset, get a load of this one, Joe, about Iran censoring people. This is the stuff. I'm not kidding. This is today's email. I just told you a story about the U.S. government censoring people with these private organizations. I just read that, right? You saw it? It's in the newsletter. You can read it yourself. It's there. John Solomon's a good reporter, so is Greg Piper. It's there. Now Axios, seemingly irony alert, missing the irony altogether, is very upset about censorship in Iran. Iran protests spark wider adaptation of anti-censorship tools. Oh, really? We have those here. It's called Rumble and True Social. Here, Iran's government already blocks access to most other popular social platforms. Really?
Sounds familiar.
As protests spread, doesn't it?
Yeah.
As protests spread, the U.S. revised sanction rules to allow U.S. technology providers to assist efforts to connect Iranians to the internet. I give up. Show's over. I give up. Show. What? You mean like Rumble? Parallel economy, True Social. Why doesn't the U.S. help the U.S. assist efforts to connect U.S. citizens to the internet? Shh. Right over their heads. Right over their heads. Now, why?
Why?
How is it that these morons at Axios write a story about hey, it's really bad. Iran censoring internet content, right? while simultaneously doing nothing to address the United States liberal movement censoring conservatives right here at home? Let me give you the answer. I read a piece by David Horowitz once. David Horowitz is a conservative. He's written some amazing books. Unholy Alliance is one of my favorites. And David Horowitz, you're probably saying to yourself, my gosh, this sounds like they don't have any principles. These are really awful people. Yes, you're right. But Horowitz explains it using the anti-anti-communist theory. That these people, like the Axios people and the leftist media people and liberals and the entertainment community and Hollywood and the leftist activist groups, they know who we are. We're the anti-communists. Joe, me, Guy, and all of you listening out there, we're conservatives. We fight communism because it's top-down authoritarianism. We believe in individual liberty, and liberty is a zero-sum game. The left are not pro-communist as much as they're anti-anti-communist. When you understand that, this story makes sense. The left hates us because we're an obstacle to their power. If they have to worship communism to get power, they do it. If they have to condemn communism to get power, they'll do it. They're not pro-communist. They're anti-anti-communist, meaning they just hate us. So if they think Iran and sounding like they're good people to protest censorship in Iran will get them good PR, they'll write stories about censorship in Iran and how awful it is. But knowing we're a bigger problem, they will never write a story about censorship happening here and how it's happening to us because they're anti-anti-communists and we're the anti-communists. Look it up. David Horowitz, anti-anti-communist. It explains everything the left does. You are their obstacle because you're the anti-communist. They will do anything to get you out of the way. All right. Showing you what I mean again in a second, I want to play a video coming up of John Kerry. Who, again, John Kerry tells you he's all about the environment. He's the environmentalist. He tells you that, right? So who's the world's biggest polluter? China. So there's a video out there of John Kerry praising China yesterday? Yes, yes. I thought he was about the environment. Stop being crazy. I'm sorry. He is an anti-anti-communist. He just hates you. He just needs you out of the way. And environmentalism is a vehicle for him to centralize power. He doesn't care about the environment. Watch him praise China. Coming up next. He was going to hit the button. No, I'm going to read this button. GetRefunds.com. If you own a business that's been a bumpy ride from the pandemic to inflation, you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? You go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys, they put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program, and they've already returned $1 billion to businesses they can help you too. They do all the work. There's no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those who had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer just a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. All right, I want you to watch this. Again, proving my anti-anti-communist theory that John Kerry, Joe Biden, they don't care. They just need you out of the way because you're an obstacle to their power. Whatever vehicle they need to get there, pro-environment, anti-environment, pro-communist, anti-communist, they will say anything. Anything to remove you from the equation. Here's John Kerry praising the world's biggest polluter, China. Check this out.
China has a plan. They've put a plan in place. We think they could be doing more. But China is going to be building more electric vehicles, will be put on the road over the next year or so in China than in all the rest of the world put together. China is, I'm not excusing China, I'm just telling you that China is
phony, you think so?
Moving to do additional things.
That's interesting. Sorry, me and Guy were just talking. Guy said to me, Joe, he goes, this guy definitely takes the cake as the biggest fraud in government. I'm like, you think so? Maybe. I don't know. I'll give you that. Guy's an informed guy.
You're right.
What the hell was that? He's up there.
Lurch.
Oh, Lurch. Oh, very good. Sorry, I'm so culturally incompetent on some of this stuff. He is large. He looks, I know exactly what you're talking about there. No, but Guy brought it up and he's like, listen, this guy flies around the globe in a private jet spewing CO2 everywhere. And he's lecturing. He's celebrating China.
Yep.
China, by the way, they say they hate coal. Nobody's building more coal capacity than China. They are strip mining the globe to build a bunch of environmentally friendly batteries. And they don't even care about the waste. Anti-communist. Don't ever forget it. You remember that theory. You will never be disappointed. All right. A couple more things I want to get to. Got some videos here. This is Representative Andrew Clyde showing you why they have to censor you. Although they're complaining about censorship in Iran. Greatest irony of all. Iran, censorship, bad. Censorship here. Good. Very good. We love that. Here is Representative Andrew Clyde, one of the good guys. He asks this Planned Parenthood person, if men can get pregnant. The answer to that question, it wouldn't even, this question, if you asked it 20 years ago, people would laugh at you for being an idiot. The answer to that question is obviously no. It's called biology. But one of the reasons they have to censor you is they don't want you seeing the stupidity out there as people struggle to answer a question with an obvious answer like this. Here, watch the answer from this Planned Parenthood guy. Check this out.
Dr. Kumar, can biological men become pregnant and give birth?
So men can have pregnancies, especially trans men.
You see why they need to censor you? Because they know you're going to see this and go vote and be like, I'm not living in a society like this. I'm just not, where you censor me for speaking the truth. Men cannot get pregnant. That is to call it ridiculous is ridiculous. It's so beyond ridiculous that we even got to put this up. All right, I want to get to your questions, but I want to play this one last piece of video. I've become increasingly impressed by Carrie Lake, runner for governor in Arizona. Very impressive candidate. Very, very well-spoken, very put together, knows what she needs to say, and she clearly knows where political opponents are. She knows the media are not her friend. She's in a debate with Katie Hobbs, who is one of the worst candidates for governor in the entire country. Katie Hobbs, so you know the background quickly, in Arizona is the Secretary of State. Katie Hobbs, they were trying to do an initiative to keep kids out of good schools, the left. So they did a petition drive to stop cool school choice because the left doesn't want your kids in good schools. They want them to suffer in crap public schools so they can teach them men can get pregnant. They failed. So Katie Hobbs has 20 days as the Secretary of State to get the money to these kids to go to good schools. Katie Hobbs is delaying it. So Carrie Lake, who is, again, cojones of steel, she's in a debate with her and just basically calls her out. And she does it in kind of a nice, like, I'm a yeller, man. I am just a screamer. I got this high testosterone, whatever. Carrie Lake just eviscerates her here. This is great. Check this out.
ESAs for all students is the greatest thing that's ever happened in education freedom. Democrats are for it. Independents are for it. And Republicans are for it because they want to choose the best school for their student. If you've got more than one child, you know that they're both different, right? And sometimes one school fits your son and one school fits your daughter. You can choose that now. And that Katie Hobbs wants to take that away from us. I think it's absolutely despicable. She knows that this Save Our Schools group did not have the number of signatures, but yet she tried to stop this. She's trying to stop us from signing our kids up to get that money to go to whatever school we choose to send them to. And I think it's absolutely horrible that she's doing that. And I hope that parents remember that because we need to choose the best school. When we pay our taxes, it doesn't get earmarked for a specific public school. It gets earmarked for the children, for the students. And we're going to be spending it on the students.
I'm really, really starting to really be impressed by Carrie Lake. Make sure you vote for her for governor in Arizona. ESAs or educational savings accounts. That's what she's talking about. Our opponent, Katie Hobbs, wants your kids in crap schools. It's just that simple. No need to beat around the bush. All right. It's time for questions for Dan. By the way, Gee, keep those elements we didn't use for next week, especially that bankruptcy story from the Wall Street Journal. I don't want to let that go. Show you how bad the our federal finances are. Question number one, RRT for life. Hey, Dan, I'd like to know how you all are doing during the hurricane. Any damage? How's Lucy? Grew up with hurricanes. Thoughts and prayers are with you. God bless. Thank you. We are fine over here. Lucy's okay. Lucy's not scared of storms. Lucy's scared of trucks. She hears big trucks and that beep, beep. When they back up, forget it. The shaking starts. Storms don't bother her one bit. She goes outside them. She doesn't care at all. But thanks for asking. We're okay. Don't worry about us. Save your prayers for the people on the West Coast. They need it. And South Carolina. You're going to be hit some point today. So our prayers are with you as well. Hey, Dan, you know of an honest, good charity for the victims of the hurricane? Yes, we put it up at the beginning of the show. What was it again? A Florida... FloridaDisasterFund.org, FloridaDisasterFund.org, recommended by the DeSantis family. It's good enough for me. That was from RC199. FloridaDisasterFund.org. We'd really appreciate it. Okay, next question. Hey, Dan, if the U.S. was involved in the sabotage of the Russian pipeline, what's in it for the United States? What's Biden after? At Moses 1963. I am going to do a eye-opening monologue about this for my Fox show tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Saturday. It's called Unfiltered. It's going to be about this because I find this candidly to be the most fascinating story, geopolitical story of our time, who bombed this pipeline. It could be an Archduke Ferdinand moment that sadly may plunge us into a world war if it's not handled right. What would the U.S. have? Well, have to do with it. The Green Lobby would love it because they hate natural gas. They want everything to be windmills, number one. It's not the USU, it's the US liberals. Okay, you have it, this is a disaster for you. And secondly, it would prevent Russia from holding the EU hostage with natural gas. It's essentially, Joe, the only comparison I can think of is imagine holding a hostage for ransom and then killing the hostage. It's a tragedy, but you don't have the ransom. No one's going to give you the ransom anymore.
Right.
You blow up the pipeline, you can't hold them hostage. So very soon, and I'll talk about it more on my Fox show tomorrow. It's story has me just spinning my wheels here. Okay. Hey, Dan, this is from at EOD Squid Commander, EOD Explosive Ordnance Disposal. You guys and ladies are real heroes out there. Since President Trump and VP Pence seem to have parted ways, who are your top three for VP when Donald J. Trump comes back? There are quite a few. I'll give you four. Jim Jordan, I said he'd come up later, I think would be a spectacular pick. Swing state of Ohio, even though it's been turning red. I mean, an unquestioned conservative, a guy who's fought the fights. John Ratcliffe, I think, would be great. Cash Patel, I think, would be an interesting kind of dark horse candidate. Rand Paul, I think, would be spectacular, too. Those is four of them. I probably think of a few more, but those would be my top choices right now. At Impact Video, hey, Dan, I'm 53, working out with a home gym on a four-day schedule, chest, back, legs, and shoulders, one body part each of the 4 days. How can I maximize results since it's hard to gain muscle at my age? Thanks, man. Scott. Hey, Scott, I can only tell you my routine. Don't break up your workout routine into body parts. That's a mistake. Break it down into planes of motion. Very simply, I do 4 days of lifting and I break it down into pushing movements, pushing, which means pushing in this plane and pushing in this plane. I break it down into pulling movements, which means pulling in this plane and pulling in this plane. So push, pull, quad dominant, and then hamstring glute dominant workouts. Very simply stated, Monday bench press or pushing and an overhead military press. Tuesday deadlifting, some hyperextensions, glute ham raises. Wednesday cardio abs, kind of take off. Thursday pulling, chin ups, rows, face pulls. And then squats, which is what I did yesterday. I usually do that on Friday, but I had to do it yesterday because of my recording schedule. Squats and lunges, and I'll throw in a little bit of a side lateral deltoid work. That's my workout. Don't break it down into body parts. Push, pull, quad dominant, basically ass dominant. I don't know what else to tell you. Deadlifts is a cute way of saying it. At Dr. Bonds. Hey, Dan, you used to give the double-barreled family-friendly, but lately you've been going uncensored. I have got to say, I love it. I also notice you always try to hold back on swearing on your podcast. Why not let it hang out and say what you really want to say? I do, but I know it's a family friendly show and that's why. I mean, Joe and I have made I appreciate it. Maybe one day we will do an uncensored Friday show. I'm thinking about it, not to curse. I mean, it's not about it, but maybe with some stories I'd like to talk about too. But I get your point. I do hold back a lot. A lot of things I want to say, I don't because I try to keep it relatively family friendly. Hey, Dan, at Dancer 08, who's behind the voice that gives the introduction before you speak in your podcast? I don't know. Is that Pete?
Yes.
I think that's Pete.
Yes.
It is. It's Pete, right? Pete Gustin?
Yeah,
it's Pete. It's the same guy you hear on Fox News. You ever hear Fox News coming up on Trey Gowdy's show this week? It's the same guy, Pete Gustin. He's a great, great guy. I had him on my radio show as a guest. He's fantastic. He does all our promos. Hey, Dan, at Repair. You mentioned writing a new book yesterday. Would you consider doing a book signing meet and greet? Yes, I'm considering strongly doing a book tour. I know I said I was never writing another book, but you want me to give you a little inside scoop? Okay, I'm sorry. I know, guys, I'm running over late, but it's important. I rang the bell on the NASDAQ. Let's scrap the last question. Let's just end it here because this is important. I rang the bell on the NASDAQ when Rumble went public and that we built this free speech company. We're maintaining control over it and went public to incorporate free market capitalism so you could partake in the free speech economy. That we did it after so many failures and stops and starts. I got to tell you, I got a little bit choked up and you'll probably hear this story 1,000 times. I never, ever want to write another book, but I'm in this, we're actually walking back and I'm under this umbrella because it's pouring with my wife and my daughter. And we can't believe what we just did. And I start reading some stuff on social media because we're stuck in a light. And I get this thing all the time from liberals. I read your stuff and it's fine. One of the liberals wrote, what a loser. You ran for office 3 times. What an epic loser. And I think it was to like the actual tweet about Rumble going public. And I look at Paula and I laughed and I said, so, you know, we just started a multi-billion dollar free speech company. We have the third largest radio show in the country, second most popular podcast in the country, 5 best-selling books, and the number one show on Saturday night cable news. I said, bring on the losing, baby. If that's what I'm saying it to Paula. The only reason I'm saying it to you is because that's where the genesis of the book came. Paula's like, you know what? Everything you've ever done in your life that's been a success was born out of some just really cataclysmic failure. The collapse of Parler, not getting into medical school, not getting on the CAT team because they broke it out of the president's detail. She's like, failing in your runs for office and then finding another avenue. She's like, every single thing you did was born out of failure. And I thought, gosh, I got to put that in a book. I have to. So that's what the new book is going to be about. So there, you got a tease right there. And believe me, folks, it ain't about the money anymore. It really is about the mission. Talk about the failure in 2020 to, you know, the electoral failures, how we're going to dust off. All right. Sorry. That was a long-winded answer to the question. But please tune into my show tomorrow night Unfiltered. Don't miss it. It's a good question. I appreciate it. 9:00. Again, I'll explain to you why we may be slow walking into World War III with this bombing. And I got Dr. Aaron Cariotti back about the mRNA vaccine showing up in breast milk. What the hell is that about? He's the expert on it. Coming up. Don't miss that tomorrow night at 9:00. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, rumble.com/Bongino. I will see you all on the radio show. A little bit later.
Good day, sir.
You just heard Dan Bongino.